Felix FM. It's day one at Rise Festival, and it's Steve Robertson here, and I'm actually joined by Samantha Harvey. Hello there.
Hello there.
Now, this is your first time here as such. I mean, it's the first Rise Festival as well, but you're new to all this in many ways because, well, to say what you're described as on the internet sensation, YouTube sensation, and now you're here doing the festivals.
I know, it is crazy. When you do it online, you can't see how many people are watching it. Obviously, it says how many, but you don't really put that into a real figure. And then in person, when they all started swarming into the tent earlier, I was like, wow, it shows there actually is real life people out there watching your videos.
Yeah, and people are coming to this festival just to see you.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I hope so.
But they know who you are as well, don't they? You're not having to explain any of that. So amongst other people, it's a reason they've come here.
Yeah, when people are singing your own songs back to you, that's madness, especially here. It's crazy. It's a new experience for me, but yeah, I want more of it.
And I mean, you talk about your own songs because a lot of what's on YouTube are cover versions as well that have got, let's be honest, millions of hits. Yeah. But it's also then moving on to your own songs. You must be really proud.
Yeah, it's a big step because obviously covering other people's songs, they're amazing songs, so people are going to like them. But doing your own, you never know how people are going to react to it. But they've reacted really, really well, and I can't wait to release more music this year.
Yeah. And I mean, it's the whole thing, isn't it, where a few years ago, that opportunity didn't arise. You were there with record labels all the time, and I suppose you've got to be patient in some ways as well because now you're building your name up. Yeah. With the next stage.
Yeah, it's all about persistence. That's what I say to everybody that's trying to make it or, you know, trying to do well in their singing career. It's just persistence. If you put a video out and it doesn't do very well, don't get disheartened by it. It's just persistence. You need to carry on, keep going, and what's meant to be will be.
So your story, the way that you did it, I mean, you started when you were studying with a cleaning company, etc., and then you just put a few videos up on YouTube and it all snowballed from there.
Yeah, I basically had my own cleaning business, and then on the weekends I'd do weddings, so I just started doing covers because people at the weddings were like, we want to hear you online, not just when we're at an event. And then one blew up overnight. I did a Sam Smith cover and it just went crazy, and then from there it's just snowballed into what it is now, which is crazy that the internet can do that to you.
And if you meet someone who's not aware of all that, trying to explain it must be, you know, what do you do for a living?
Yeah. My gran, I try and explain it to my gran. I'm like, gran, my video the other week had like 45 million views. She's like, I don't get it. So I don't think she really understands, but it is very difficult. When you come from social media, you see how popular everything is now and how well everything does on Instagram and stuff. That's the new generation. So I can imagine it's only going to continue to grow that way.
So the best outlets for you, I mean, if people want to find out a little bit more, we'll move on to what you're doing next, but if people want to find out more, they've really only got to type your name in, and YouTube's what comes up first, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, put Samantha Harvey in or Sam Harvey UK and it will all come up everywhere.
So what are you doing now? I mean, the next year or so? You're doing more festivals, are you?
I don't think I'm doing any more festivals.
Oh, okay, so this is the festival. I mean, this is a fairly local one for you as well, being from Southwark.
And yeah, I'm not sure, there might be some more last minute ones coming up, but I've got new music coming out in September. I've got a feature coming out in a week's time with a well-known DJ. And then I've got a tour coming up in November, which is like an 8-day tour, which is exciting. And hopefully more music to come after that.
And can you plan? I mean, is there a bit more of a long-term plan? Or it just doesn't work like that.
You just never know. Honestly, no. I never know what I'm going to do next week, next year. I quite like that, though. Spontaneous. Yeah, I can't say the word.
Spontaneity?
That's it. You got it.
But that's great, because it's how you've... Well, the reason you're here for a start,
exactly.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's just, you have to go with it. And I enjoy it, so it's good.
And people, they know where to find you. So, look, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and should see you around soon.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thanks.